Good morning, my brothers, and welcome to another wonderful edition of our corporate and collective prayer cycle as we bless God for giving us another chance to honor Him and to praise His name. Thank God for each of you on the call as we come into His presence with thanksgiving and to these telephonic courts with praise. We're thankful unto Him and we bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. We thank God for each of you taking time out of your very convoluted schedule to begin your day with prayer. We praise God for another opportunity to come to a second half of the year 2019, another chance to glorify God. 2019 is halfway done. We have exited the month of June, and now we come on this first day of July, praising and blessing our Lord. We thank God for each of you on the call. We're especially delighted to have our grand officers, current and past, on the phone. We thank God for those who lead us at the district level for being on the phone with us this morning. And, of course, we thank each of you individually and collectively for making this a very strong effort. We had a good week last week. We were in the triple digits every day except Friday. Friday we went down to a low of 92, but even that is an impressive number. I'm sure that this week will be a banner week for us. As we begin the month of July, this is July 1st. We're always delighted to have our immediate past Grand Chaplain, 11th Grand Chaplain of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. He's number 11. We did not have a Grand Chaplain until 1954. And since that time, we have 12 chaplains who have served this fraternity. And Bishop Staccato Powell is number 11. We thank God for him being on the line with us today. And we're also delighted to have our former Grand Basilis on the phone, number 40, GB 40 is on the phone, and we praise God for him. And it's at this time I ask that you would rise in spirit and receive our 40th Grand Basilis, Dr. Tony F. Knox. Dr. Knox, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Good morning, brothers. Brothers, this is the beginning of a new day, a new week. God has given us this day and this week to use as we will. We want to do something good, not bad. Because when tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving its place something that we have traded for. Brothers, I've come to you this morning saying thank you. And I know that somebody prayed for me. Brothers, as we were blessed to have a successful benefit weekend, a golf tournament, and a luncheon for the ladies. After that, after everything cleared and we got everybody out at home, a storm came through Raleigh and tore up a lot of stuff. As far as the reports go, we don't know of any deaths or serious injuries, but it tore up a lot of stuff in both Southeast Raleigh and in North Raleigh. On my path to work, directly on my path to work, some of that is torn up, and the sign says it's still blocked. So I know that somebody prayed for me because we had a successful tournament when it could have hit just a day sooner. So I thank God for it. Brothers, as we come together touching and agreeing, again, I tell you that God has given us all kind of signs that He hears our prayers, that He sees and He knows what we're doing and that we're trying to do something good, that we're trying to make it better for our people, that we're living out the mission that the founders will have us to do, to try and make life better for our people. And as we continue coming together, touching and agreeing, thinking about others, He'll continue blessing us as we come each and every morning asking Him. He knows our needs, and He will, if we are bold enough to ask, He'll answer your prayer. And brothers, as we go through this day, just knowing that God is with us and God has done things for us, let's think about what we can do for others as we move forward, and let's thank Him for all that He's doing for us. Now, brothers, again, I thank you. I thank you each and every day for what you're doing and for the difference that you're making and for coming together. But I ask you, please, to share this good news of what we're doing each and every morning, and let others come and join us in this history-making effort. Brothers, again, I thank you, and please know that I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well. Glad to hear of the victory that you all had in North Carolina of being able to avert the storm that came shortly after your golf tournament. God is certainly good, and we praise God for you and for your family. And we'll continue to pray for you all. God bless you, Dr. Knox.
Thank you, Reverend Doc.
Brothers, what a joy it is every other Monday to hear the voice and to witness the ministry of our brother who shares with us from the 3rd District. We're glad to have him on the phone with us today. His mother called him Courtenay, and then she called give him a middle name, named after a king in Africa, Lumumba, and the family name Miller. We're very delighted to hear this morning from one of God's choicest servants. Let us now sit in prayer and say amen as he comes to us in his own way. Pastor, district chaplain, Lumumba, I'm sorry, let me get it right. Let me get the first one right. Courtenay Lumumba Miller. God bless you, Brother Miller.
Amen.
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 God bless you, Brother Chaplain, Brother Grant. We should thank you for your friendship, kindness, and wisdom and mentorship. Brother Dr. Grant Knox, Brother Dr. Bishop Staccato Powell, number 11, we praise God for your ministry and for all other members of our Supreme Council, especially our current leader, Grand Basilisk Marion. We just thank God for each of you this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We promise to rejoice and be glad in it. We are at the turn as we move towards the end of this year, and we pray God's thanksgiving that it is as well as it is with our souls. Today is the 183rd day of our collective reading, excluding those weekends when we are not sharing together. We begin our study today in the book of Proverbs, looking at overview of chapters 1 through 4, but in particularly unfolding what Solomon does mean as he gives us these wisdom sayings. We greet you, one another, and our brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we declare that we will whisper a prayer in the morning, we will whisper a prayer at noon, we will whisper a prayer in the evening, as that our collective hearts might stay in tune. We love the writings of Solomon and his presentation of God's holy word. Solomon was a wise one because he endured life. He saw its heights and he saw its depths. He saw the expanse of what riches could provide, but he understood how to walk in simplicity. He knew what family togetherness and family fallout could bring. He had the attention of the people as they recognized him as wise. Beyond his stature and his wealth, beyond the love of his wives or concubines, beyond all that glittered in his cupboard, he loved God and God alone. The Proverbs are an example of what Solomon meant in his writings in the book of Ecclesiastes, the final chapter, when he says, "Much study is the weariness of the flesh. But to fear God and keep God's commandments, that's the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." So in these wisdom books, these books that are contained to share with us the purpose of God's love, his righteousness, and his instructions for those who come after him, we open up today by looking at what God means, as he says in Proverbs 1:1-7. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. Proverbs 1:2-3. We begin this study knowing that Proverbs is a part of a collection of books, Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, and Psalms of Solomon, which are our wisdom books, which are the literature that is to bring us abundant life in the use of Hebraic poetry. These five books are combined to provide for us understanding and the attaining what God has for us and how to nurture and maximize our relationship with God and with one another. As we stand and study together each morning, as we bring our message of hope and love, as we unfold the biblical text to the brotherhood across the nations, We do so that we might enhance our relationship with both God and one another. We consider that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We know that the beginning of wisdom, as it is stated in Proverbs 9 and 10, is to fear God. To fear God and to keep God's commandments. That's the whole duty of man. We look at the wisdom books and Proverbs, and particularly verses 1, 2, and 3, and we learn there it is wise that we deal in righteousness, with our neighbors, with our loved ones, that we deal justly to those that are in our employ, in our company, in our community, and judge in equity, in fairness and kindness. Be supple in our thinking and not hard thought in our acting. These are great lessons that we find in Proverbs 9 and 10, Proverbs 1, 2, and 3 that can help us in this day as we navigate the tenses of hatred, discrimination, as we look at those who look down their nose on people that they perceive as less than them. It is wise to heed the words of Solomon, who had it all, that we deal in righteousness, justice, and equity. In this wisdom literature, we just love how Solomon unfolds love language, how he unfolds instructions from his life gained, as he gives us these tidbits and riddles that will help us in our daily walk with one another. The wisdom books come to us in the context of God's covenant with his people, so that this reality must always inform our understanding of what the Lord has revealed in the Proverbs, and that it is that we enhance our walk with God every day. And we enhance it in simplicity, but we act upon it in sincerity. In this wisdom book in Proverbs, as we look upon it, we know that chapter 1 tells us that the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. In chapter 2, that the benefits of wisdom is to know God. To know God is the key to our eternal salvation. We believe that there is only one way to salvation, that is to Jesus Christ. And we know that the wages of sins are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But if Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 10, for we are saved through faith. This is not of our own doing. It is a gift of God. It's not a result of our works, nor that any of us could boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. Wisdom tells us that we are to trust and walk in the image and the likeness of the Creator who shaped and formed us. It teaches us to deal well with the world and those people that we consider small and even insignificant. Because when Christ looks upon us, he is no respecter of person. His grace is good for all, that we ought to consider prudently even in mundane matters, that no matter is too small that does not require our attention. This is how we address our real concern and our real context in God. In chapter 3, we search for wisdom, and we search for wisdom by trusting in God. It's not a proverb, but we believe that trusting in the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. Proverbs 1 and 3 says to receive instructions in wise dealing and righteousness, justice, and equity. We come back to that. The goal of wisdom is not to show others up, not to detail how clever and how smart we are, how intellectually genius and supple we are, but how do we deal rightly with people? The wisdom literature shows us what it means to please God. Thus, at all times, we can benefit from his love towards us, young and old, sinner, saint, saved, and seeking to be saved. Everyone who pays heed to biblical wisdom can become wise in God. Chapter number 4 gives us the supremacy of wisdom, and that is to hear God. and keep his commandments. We love Solomon, and we love Solomon's life, for Solomon was a forever learner. And in each area, in each context, in each comportment of his life, he kept reminding himself to fear God and keep his commandments and do it in the simplicity that he did in his youth. James 1 and verses 5 through 8 contains an incredible promise that the Lord will give wisdom to all who sincerely ask him and in faith. That should be the goal of every believer. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and tossed in the wind. God desires that we know him and love him. God desires that we are able to handle the mundane as well as the mighty. God desires that our relationship with him be strong and true, and it comes from understanding God in wisdom. Christ is our wisdom. He would never cast anyone who comes to him by faith. We believe that because of him, we are in Christ Jesus, who, because he came to us in wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemptive. So that it is written that the one who boasts, boasts in the Lord. God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. And we pray that we're able to go and go in wisdom. Wisdom speaks with three examples of three people. Those who reject God's wisdom are the simple ones, the fools, and the mockers. Brothers, seek God, seek his wisdom. As James says, ask Christ for it if we lack it. But in no way be found a fool, to be found simple, or to be found a mocker, because we become ignorant of God's word. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Brothers, gather yourselves in your hearts and minds and consider prayer requests for today. Those things and those persons or those situations that you may not have had the opportunity to write down and mail in to prayingomegas@gmail.com. Those prayer requests that you have not submitted, gather them in your hearts as we look to the list of those that have been submitted as we look to the Lord in prayer. We're praying for Brother Rick Mason today, who lost his mother on last Thursday. We're praying for Brother Kevin Peterson and the entire Second Baptist Church family in New Jersey. We're praying for our communities and seeking deliverance from the strongholds of hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And we're praying that all would adhere to spiritual counseling. We're praying for those who provide spiritual counseling by way of pastoral care, and those who provide medical counseling through psychiatric and psychological care, and those who counsel in addictions of all forms, not limited to AA and or NA, but all forms of addictions that bind us from reaching our full potential. We're praying for the family of Brother Hallett Chapman, whose mother was funeralized this past weekend, and for the family of Mrs. Marie Johnson, who has reached, who at the age of 100 will be funeralized on Wednesday. We're praying, we're thanking God for the favorable doctor's report for Corin Davis, the granddaughter of Brother Reverend Edwards. We're praying God for continued healing and success. We continue to pray for Brother Guerrero's son, Jordan, that will guide and protect him and deliver him and give him peace that surpasses all understanding, and that the seed fathered a son will always be strong and in such that it lifts up. We're praying for Brother Peterson's wife, Stephanie, daughters Devon, siblings Barbara, Wanda, Alma, Norma, and Norman, and Craig. Praying for Reverend Dr. Edwards and his sister, Charlotte Dawn. Praying for Benny and Barbara Lyles, Betty Fauntleroy. We're thanking God for brand new mercies and a brand new day. We're thanking God for an awesome worship and fellowship with myself as we were with Brother Peterson yesterday at Union Bethel Second Baptist, Pedricktown. We're praising God for allowing Gregory James, Brother Peterson's childhood friend and brother, to come to church for the first time after 3 years, after having a fatal medical incident. What a great and wonderful homecoming it was as they rejoiced together on Family and Friends Day. We're praying that God will reconstruct the pulpit completed after being destroyed by Brother Reverend Courtney Miller on yesterday. Laughing out loud, he asked me to read it. God bless you, Brother Peterson. We're thanking God for our grand bachelors. We're thanking God for our local boss line. We're thanking God for the Supreme Council and praying for their increasing safety, protection, and wisdom. We're praying for our district representative, Brother Kevin Brown, and all that are in his cabinet. We're thanking God for continuous prayer for Brother Theodore Green Jr. and Brother Robert Gerald's family who has entered Omega Chapter. We're praying God will keep them ever in their care. For all of our undergraduates that are traveling and participating in Greek picnics and various other events this summer, that as they congregate in the newness of their fraternal walk, that they will remember to be upright in all things. We're praying for those areas that have been impacted by storms and rains and inclement weather and tornadoes and extreme heats, that our brothers, our widows, and even our friends will be kept in God's providential care. We're praying for the Lamplighters and the Seventh D who are preparing for their annual summer trek this year to Washington, D.C., that brothers will open up their arms and receive them as they come. We're praying for traveling mercies and families that are en route to vacation this weekend, those who are traveling by car, bus, plane, train, and even those who are on cruises and boats. We're praying for the leadership provided for and the wisdom gleaned from and the help given to all of our past chaplains who have stood before our chapters in their ritualistic role, but also in the role of righteousness for his name's sake. We thank God for all of these prayer requests and praise reports. We thank God for traveling mercies for the members of the Norbert Church who were able to make it home safely on yesterday. Those are our prayer requests. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and wise God, you've heard the thoughts, the considerations, the cares, and the concerns of your people. Incline your ear unto us. Hear, O God, our heart, the desires of our heart. Hear our prayers and our confessions. Hear our requests that we have made known to you on this day. By way of concerns about whether to whether or not to live or to succumb, to whether or not to be strong and endure, or in weakness seek assistance. We thank you, O God, that you are here even in the weather. As storms, clouds will rise, and strong winds will blow, we pray, O God, that your name still be a strong power and provide our assistance and be our very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, O God, for healing mercies for those that struggle with cancer and lymphoma and issues of high eyesight and diabetes and those who are continuing to recover from not only strokes or the effects of aneurysms, but those who are recovering from debilitating medical issues that they were counted out once lost, but yet now they live. that your hand of mercy is still evident and strong. We pray, God, today for our leadership and their families, for they suffer loss. They suffer disappointment. They suffer distress. But we pray their encouragement and that they be renewed every morning. We pray that you will provide wings that will soar, that will mount them up, even in the moments of their weakness, that their eyes may be upon you and forget the past disappointments. Learn for them, but walk in the newness of their new assignments. We thank you for our grand chaplain who provides leadership and organization and structure for those of us who are allowed to pray to this great body of men. Men of many members, but yet one body of Omega. We love you, God, for you are consistent and true even when we are inconsistent and flawed. We love you, God, for you are no respecter of our person. You hope that we will all see faith and works and walk without the sight of the world, but in the sight of the Lord. Open doors for us this day that we might share our faith, and then open our ears that we might hear encouragement as we seek you in wisdom, as we seek you in fear, as we seek you in righteousness. Make us equitable and caring and compassionate givers in all things, not without judgment, but tempered with mercy. We love you, God, as we go forth in strength, power, and glory. For those prayers that we have heard, those prayers that you will answer, and those praise that settle in your ears. We love you and we thank you in all things, for you are the good, giving, caring, and sufficient Christ. In Jesus' name we pray and praise and find thanksgiving. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am